What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles, and we're looking back on the Rodney King riots. Of course, I lived in Los Angeles long enough. I was there for the Rodney King riots. I was also there for the Watts riots. Again, a lot of the foreign-owned small businesses in South Central were intentionally targeted during those riots because it sort of undermined that victimhood of this is a poor area, nobody can make money here, because these convenience stores were making money. And they were making money because the people who owned them worked very hard and very long hours. So, Peter, you had something to add to that.
Yeah, I did. And what you say is absolutely true. And this also overlaps with political correctness. But during that riot, when these people, most of those businesses were Korean-owned, and the ones that weren't Korean, the remainder were mostly Indian-owned, but mostly Korean. And they worked really hard. They'd live like five people in one room or something, pool their money, and they'd buy these small businesses and made a go of it, even though they were robbed to death down there and all that. This is in South Central L.A. But during the riot, the number was something like 2,500 Korean businesses were burned down. 2,500.
Yes.
They were targeted because they were Korean, and they weren't black. And can any other group say that wouldn't be a hate crime? But they didn't qualify that as a hate crime.
No, they didn't.
Wasn't even considered a hate crime when they're going out, these gangs and riots and mobs, seeking out Koreans, people of color, and burning them down because they weren't the color that they were. But at any rate, that's the point, one of the first points. The second was you had a lady called in who went to apply for an investment bank, an investment company.
Yes.
Guess who owned that, I'm sure. But this smells to me like the Canary mission. The mission that Israel has, and I'm sure it would apply big time in the financial industry, where if you've contributed to BDS, if your political views would border on that, they actively identify you and try to keep you from getting a job. And that's a proven fact. As a matter of fact, that's part of the, they have a film on that in the, Israeli lobby thing that was banned, the second one banned in the United States, that was done by Al Jazeera.
Well, you know, over the commercial break, I was doing a little research, and somebody actually sent me another job listing, this one for an IT internship that had exactly the same language. It's obviously boilerplate, and I was doing a little search, and apparently this is now becoming quite normal in job applications, and it is sadly not illegal. In fact, there was one article I read that said for certain government regulated industries, it's being mandated because the industries in question are forbidden from engaging in certain types of electioneering, and that includes their employees. But I think you're right. It's just another way of discriminating against conservatives and critics of Israel.
Yeah, and Mike, by the way, in my mind, this is a First Amendment right, that your right to make a living in the United States, as long as you're not, pulling a Colin Kaepernick thing and sloganeering and not standing in the workplace, which is what he was doing, you have every right. Colin Kaepernick has every right to go out and march on D.C. or go down into his congressman's office or something. But when the NFL would not have a right to take that away from him at all. But it certainly would if you're in the workplace. On the other hand, think about this, Mike. Citizens United gave freedom of speech to corporations. Unlimited.
Yes.
You know, they have freedom of speech. But now the four corporations are denying us freedom of speech.
Yeah,
that's
exactly what's going on. We're heading into the corporatocracy. I mean, I remember a simpler time where what you did at work and what you did in your private life off hours were completely separate things, and businesses did not have a right to intrude into your private life. Now, when I was working, I didn't bring my politics to the office. When I was teaching out at UH Manoa, all we talked about in that classroom was 3D computer animation, because that's just the way it's supposed to be. And UH Manoa, at least back then, did not intrude into my private life and say, you know, what are your political views? They probably would have been very surprised to find out. But that's the way it's supposed to be. That's what's protected by the First Amendment. But to all of a sudden see corporations making employment decisions not on merit and training, but on your political affiliation, that's right out of the former Soviet Union.
That's right. And you know, Mike, I've been in HR, the head of HR for 3 Fortune 500 companies. And I would tell you that we would never allow Colin Kaepernick to come into our workplace and demonstrate, but he had every right to do so otherwise. Right? Every right. Yes. The other thing is, corporations are now doing, and this is happening when HR departments are outsourcing background checks, and they're outsourcing it on purpose so they can't be sued. But part of the background checks are, they're gonna go through your LinkedIn, your tweets and your texts, and they'll search all that stuff. All that stuff is public record. If you've commented on articles on the web, that comes out as well. And so this is a growth industry is taking away our freedom of speech and political expression. And it's coming from Israel and it's coming from the corporations and both. So,
how 1984 can you get?
Yeah, it's really bad, but that's what's happening.
Well, yeah, that's really it's upsetting. Is really what it is, that corporations are just invading our privacy, and. You know, at this point, we have no more privacy. Even Kavanaugh is out there saying that he thinks this mass surveillance of Americans is consistent with the Fourth Amendment. It's one of the reasons why I don't like him. I still hope he gets confirmed and quickly, because I'm sick and tired of hearing the Democrats whine about it. But if you have Kavanaugh who says mass surveillance on Americans is okay, it tells you how far we've gone. Anyway, Peter, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting on back to the news, Russia is now coming out with a new submarine, the Bore 2, also known as the Bore A. It's a fourth-generation nuclear-powered ballistic missile submarine that is expected to join Russia's Northern and Pacific fleets starting in 2024. Now, each of these submarines can carry 20 Bulava intercontinental ballistic missiles, which can deliver a nuclear payload of 100 to 150 kilotons. And this is the first new Russian sub developed since the collapse of the Soviet Union. The bad news is, as of now, the U.S. doesn't possess any defenses to protect against Bulava missiles. And the reason for that is very simple. Reentry devices, the MIRVs, the warheads, are maneuverable. We've been talking about this for years. America's entire ballistic missile defense strategy is based on a doctrine of a ballistic inbound threat whose path can be predicted into the future. Not so with the latest generation of these maneuverable MIRV warheads. They bop up and down, they corkscrew, they dipsy-doodle, they weave back and forth, and that makes interception virtually impossible. Good reason to not actually have a nuclear war, I might point out here. And I'm sure the Pentagon is going to be coming on out and screaming they need new money for a zero time of flight weapon system where they can hit what they see and not worry about transit time, which sounds really good. And there was a lot of that work done back during the Strategic Defense Initiative. But it's not as easy to get it to work over long distances as you might think because of the way the atmosphere behaves when anything energetic hits it. And the U.S. may be looking at some kind of a physical interceptor that gets within a mile of the inbound ballistic object and then shoots it down from there. But absent development of that kind of technology, I don't think they're going to be able to make it work. There are laser weapons that are being deployed to the U.S. Navy, but they're short range only because of the problems with thermal blooming. Okay, over in the House of Representatives, Republican Representative John Katko of New York and Democratic Representative Mike Quigley of Illinois are leading an event, a demonstration of how voting systems can be hacked. That would actually be a good thing, except that this exercise is all about bashing Russia and saying Russia hacked the 2016 elections. And I think the hacking of the 2016 election came from a lot closer than Russia. We know the DNC rigged the primaries to benefit Hillary Clinton. There is still that DNC fraud lawsuit underway. We know that a great number of illegal immigrants voted in that election. So this is, you know, it's nice that they're looking at the issue of how easy it is to hack the American elections, but they've turned it once again into another propaganda platform. Russia bad, Russia bad, Russia bad, Russia bad. Ooh, Russia's really evil. We're going to have to do something about them. I want you young people to go over to Russia and kill Putin for me. Over at Goldman Sachs, they're saying that all U.S. imports from China could be hit with tariffs. And basically, they're saying that the probability that all imports from China will be subject to tariffs has risen to 60%. And, of course, this was all over the media. And, again, we need to look at the ancillary damage. First of all, we know that for those Chinese products for which there is no domestic replacement, we're all paying a higher price, which the government collects as kind of another hidden tax. I mean, the smart thing to do would be to put tariffs on Chinese products for which there is a domestic replacement. But if you're tariffing everything, you know, like iPhones, there's nobody in the United States who can manufacture an iPhone. It would take them years to set up a factory to do that. One of the areas where the tariffs are really having an impact is in the U.S. ports, you know, where these cargo ships come on in and they offload and put the stuff on trucks that heads to the stores. They make their money from these port fees, and they're losing a lot of money. They're estimating that because of all the tariffs and everything and the retaliation, that the U.S. ports collectively are going to lose about $160 billion in revenue. Over in Russia, they are moving closer to a plan to ditch the U.S. dollar, with reports that its major oil companies are preparing to settle payments in other currencies in transactions with clients. They're going to start accepting other currencies for their oil. Then they'll take those other currencies. They'll go back to the country and buy imports from them. Going to be good for them. The United States, basically, the U.S. government and Wall Street and the Federal Reserve abused their position as holders of the global currency. And now the world is turning against it. And by the way, there have been a lot of global currencies throughout history. None have ever lasted very long because inevitably the sponsoring government sees that as an instrument of power. Okay. Talking about immigration and the refugee situation, I like this idea. The Trump administration is getting ready to impose a program that would deny green cards to immigrants who are on welfare. So you cross the border, you get on welfare, no, you will not get a green card. I think that's a really good idea, because too many of these immigrants and refugees are coming to the United States, and for that matter to Europe, in the expectation they're going to get free stuff. They're not going to have to work any longer. They're just going to kick on back and have a good old time, and they'll be housed and fed and clothed, and they won't have anything to do except sharpen their knives. Up in Sweden, Sweden seems to be getting schizophrenic. On one day, it'll look like they're finally dealing with the refugee crisis at face value. And then on the other day, you wonder what they're thinking. Apparently, Sweden has now given permanent residency to an Afghan murderer for so-called humanitarian reasons. Now, apparently, this man back in Afghanistan had a dispute over land and money with his cousin and killed him with a rock. He then fled to Iran, where he lived with his family. But out of fear that his other relatives would take revenge, he basically went up to Sweden. And Sweden is now saying, yes, because of the threat to your life, you may stay here. All right, let's take a phone call from Charlie in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Russell, on my mind, Mike. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay. You know, it's, you know, this Trump's tariffs is just a sneaky tax, because the tariffs are paid by somebody on one side of the border, one side of the border or the other. The money goes into the United States Treasury.
Yes.
And then, depending upon stitch is, let's say, aluminum. Now, Coke and all the aluminum people, they raise their prices on the American people, and that is a tax. Okay?
Yes.
This is just a bunch of sneaky crap going on, but Americans are unaware of it because they don't learn anything in school about it. So, I don't know. I mean, let's say he puts a tax on German-made cars. Now, that tax has to be paid, $7,000 per car. That is just, people are just too ignorant and unaware, and we keep getting robbed, constantly getting robbed.
Yes.
I just don't see how any of this makes any sense, but it's a tax increase. And as far as Trump goes, in his pick, Gorsuch was the guy that was the deciding factor on the largest increase in taxes in years when they decided to do the internet sales tax. When that starts to get implemented, that's another windfall for all the states. So people wake up. Trump is not on our side. He is a very sneaky operation, but he's a good promoter, and he makes people feel good. So I guess, you know, what can you do about that? You know?
Yep. You're absolutely right. He's a good presenter. That's why he got his reality TV show. But for the most part, he is clearly pandering to corporate interests. He's pandering to the war industry, if you will, the military industrial complex. And he did inherit this huge economic problem, and his only real solution, like every other politician, is to raise taxes. And he increased spending, especially for the military, and he's just going to go on collecting more taxes to try and at least slow the United States descent into the abyss.
I think the unemployment really isn't going down. The wage slavery is going up. Now, you see all these construction projects that Trump brags about. These things were on the books when Obama was president. They just didn't come up with, oh, Trump's president, let's build all this. This crap has been on the books, and it has to be engineered and architectured. And so this has all been waiting, you know. This is very insidious. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, you got it. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And let's do... Okay, getting on back here. We've had a lot of storms this year. Actually, we've got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Extendivite, A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back to immigration and globalism. As I said just before we went to the commercial break, we've had a lot of storms this year. We've had them out here in Hawaii. We had two near misses. We just had Hurricane Florence. Now over in England, where they've just had a major storm as well, they're going to start using Muslim names because apparently their refugees were feeling left out, that they weren't being recognized. So now they're going to have storms with Islamic names on them. You know, Tropical Storm Ahmed. Apparently, the Chequers plan has hit a checkmate, and Theresa May is in... Well, she's in serious trouble. The European Union leaders basically tore up her Chequers plan. And so it's another Brexit crisis. And next year early is the deadline where Great Britain will no longer be part of the European Union. Except, of course, we have all of these Remainers who are out there saying, we need a new referendum. You know, we're sure the British people by now, they have changed their minds. Or if not, we're going to change them for them, or at least change their votes. And it is amazing to see how hard the British government is working to thwart and ignore the will of the British subjects. Of course, we see that a lot here in the United States as well. It's getting actually rather difficult to find a real republic with an honestly elected democratic leadership anywhere on the planet. We're seeing the rise of global fascism. Over in Hungary, they have passed new legislation that criminalizes lawyers and activists who help asylum seekers. Anyone facilitating illegal immigration will face a year in jail. We actually have a law like that here in the United States underneath Title VIII. Nobody enforces it, which is a big part of the problem here. But Viktor Orban's government has dubbed the legislation the Stop Soros Law after, obviously, his involvement in, pushing all this immigration all across Europe and here in the United States. And Orban is out there saying that this uncontrolled open borders immigration threatens its national security. And he's absolutely right about that. It's brought a lot of crime and social upheaval. And around the world, the globalists are saying, ooh, bad Orban, no cookie. You have to love globalism and love open borders. And yeah, there's some problems with mass rapes and contagious diseases and skyrocketing crime. But really, you're just being petty here. The small price to pay for the dream of a single global government permanently enslaved to a single global bank. And everybody's just going to stand around and sing kumbaya and hug each other. David Davis is accusing Theresa May of being a bigger menace to British voters than the European Union, and came on out saying the Chequers plan was devoid of democracy. And he was absolutely right, because a lot of people criticized the Chequers plan, which now apparently is dead on arrival, as being Brexit in name only. That Theresa May was basically just giving almost everything the EU wanted in terms of remaining in the common economy, the open borders, allowing the EU to continue to legislate on British soil. And a lot of people said it was a no Brexit Brexit here. So a lot of people are starting to deal with the fact that there may be a hard Brexit now, where all of a sudden Great Britain says we're not part of the EU anymore. And European airports are saying that there has to be some kind of a deal reached, or there's going to be a major disruption to air travel to and from Great Britain from Europe. Now, I think they're kind of grandstanding here in order to push forward for some kind of a deal. But I can't imagine that Great Britain is going to shut down the computers that link their air traffic control system with Europe. The issue being raised in this article, though, is whether or not people coming from Europe will have to be re-security screened at Britain. And that's where they're trying to make the issue, that if you fly from Britain into France and you're flying from France someplace else, that you will have to go through another security screening. And I can understand for travelers why that might be very, very upsetting. The Israel lobby is continuing its attacks on Corbyn, trying to scream that he's anti-Semitic, that he's got to go, that we don't like him. It's been a pretty bad mauling. We got to take another break for commercials. We got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction. Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here to Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. I was thinking of this Kavanaugh thing. Remember a couple weeks ago when we had the hurricane and we thought they'd wait for the news cycle to end with the hurricane to attack Syria? Perhaps it's just a thought. Maybe this whole Kavanaugh circus is a diversion. It's just a thought. You know, that the news, the TV is 24/7 Kavanaugh. And meanwhile, Syria, which I've been worried about for years, no one's talking about that. What do you think?
And we're being conditized.
Yes. So, you know, the Shakespeare quote, all the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. So I just get the sense this is a show. I mean, he's an insider Republican. He's an establishment type. He'll probably pass. I don't like him, but
I think he's probably going to pass here. Mitch McConnell's already said, the vote's going to be happening in the very near future. But I'm very concerned about the fact that the corporate media has not been reporting on any of the activities in any of the war zones. And it does feel an awful lot like the weeks leading up to 9/11, where, you know, media in other countries were saying the U.S. is going to invade Afghanistan in October of 2001. We weren't hearing that. We were getting all Gary Condit and Chandra Levy all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so that when 9/11 happened, it hit with the maximum emotional shock. And I'm concerned that we're being set up for the same thing here, where everybody's going to be just, they're going to emotionally disconnect from the war zones. They're going to be totally looking at Brett Kavanaugh and these salacious allegations against him, so that if there is a false flag, the shock value will override our natural tendency to be skeptical.
And I read on some site that this woman, Ford, her father somehow has CIA connections, for what it's worth. So
yeah,
I found that interesting. Maybe this is all just a show. But, you know, serious still. Oh, you ever hear, I know you're an agnostic, but did you ever hear of the Bayside prophecies?
No, I can't say that I have.
Well, this nun, Sister Veronica Lukin, in the 70s, she made all these prophecies. And it's just one sentence. This is what she said in 1981. Syria has the key to the solution of world peace or the Third World War. It will be the destruction of three-quarters of the world, a world aflame with also the ball of redemption. So just, it's interesting. I mean, I know you don't buy into that stuff, but...
No.
Syria is the key to world peace or the Third World War. She said that in 1981, but I thought that was interesting. But yeah, I think this Kavanaugh thing, I think it's just a show. He's going to pass.
Yeah, I think he's going to pass as well. I think at this point, the Democrats have pretty much shot their bolt on these allegations. This last one, where they came on out with this woman who said that somebody, some guy waved his private parts in her face at a drunken party, you know, at Yale, and she thinks it may have been Kavanaugh, but she's not really sure. I mean, how can you even go to press with something like that? And yet the New Yorker did. Anyway, Jim, thanks a lot for the phone call, and we're going to switch back over to Rhonda in Missouri. Aloha, Rhonda. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I was thinking about that last phone call I had with you. And what implications do you think that would have for the baker? I mean, he was a company, too.
Yes.
No? So you can't have it both ways. Am I wrong?
No, you know, well, I mean, unfortunately, like, liberals believe you can have it both ways. You know, it depends on what they want at the moment. And like I said, this nonsense about suing bakers who don't want to make cakes for gay couples or transgender, it's ridiculous. You know, businesses used to have the right to refuse service to anybody. And the civilized thing to do is just go find a baker who will make the cake that you want to have. Don't go on into bakers that you know are going to turn you down just to create a situation where you can be outraged and offended and we can get a lawyer and we can sue. That's part of what's tearing the fabric of our society apart.
Mm-hmm. But my point is that can a baker put on his door that he has the right to refuse service to anybody, just like they did? They have the right to discriminate against you for your political beliefs. Why can't the baker say something like, I have the right to refuse transgenders? You can't have it both ways. So,
well, to liberals, yes, you can. Unfortunately, and I don't know that the job application was put up by a liberal company. I've found that same piece of boilerplate language in a lot of other job ads for things like IT internships. I would never even bother submitting a resume to a company that had that in the employment ad.
I think that baker should get his money back. He should get all that money back that he spent on his legal defense, because
I agree.
If this is the way it's going to go, if this is the way it's going to go, and employees are going to discriminate against you for that, then this guy, yeah, mind you, he, you know, was against his political beliefs, but it's a belief. It's not a tangible product. You know, it's not a, you know, tangible thing. So you, it's, again, you know, similar in that political beliefs, not wanting to service somebody because of, you know, they're obviously transgender or whatever. That's his belief, and he thinks, you know. So I just want to say that I think what they did by doing this is they just kind of shut themselves down, because anybody now that says, I don't want to service a transgender, for example, with the baked goods or whatever, they could say, look, they're not doing, look at that company. They're hiring people because they don't want anybody that's not politically on their side.
Yeah, so these job ads are openly, they're openly discriminatory. When you get into this issue with the baker and the gay couples, you know, he sued because he's discriminating against the gays. And you're right. These job applications are clearly discriminating on the basis of political belief. And I would like to see somebody maybe think of, I think I'm going to send this on down to Larry Klayman and raise a stink about it.
Yeah. Because I can't even believe this. I was like, what? And I didn't think, first thing I thought when I read it wasn't, is that illegal? It was definitely not, you know, I do recruiting, so it's going to make my job harder. Because if I have to, I was going to ask you this question, Mike. So if I'm a recruiter and I'm working for this firm, then I have to say, what are your political beliefs? Is it okay for me to ask them if they're transgender, too, or if they smoke, or whatever, fill in the blank? Isn't that illegal? I can't ask them that question, right?
Well, I think you can probably ask them about the issue of smoking. But as far as asking if they're transgender, again, it's really murky, and it's hard to find out what is the actual legal guideline for any of this stuff, because so much of it is treated on an ad hoc basis.
Right.
Sometimes it feels like they're just making this stuff up as they go along.
But in the recruiting industry, it's going to make it difficult because it puts you, doesn't it put you at risk for being sued for asking that question? I mean, I don't even know what the rules are anymore, because I can't ask, you know, just like for a Christian company, I would say, I can't ask them, are you gay, right? For a Christian company, I can't ask them what their sexual behaviors are. Just like I shouldn't be able to ask them what their political beliefs are, but they're making that necessary. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. It's discrimination. It's discrimination on the basis of your political beliefs.
Right.
And
okay.
I think a case could be made there to, you know, basically sue these companies and force the creation of a law saying, no, this is what a company can access in terms of evaluating a potential employee, you know, job history, qualifications, training, education. And beyond that, no, what they're doing in their private life is off limits.
Right. Okay, well, I just wanted your opinion on that, because it didn't, you know, as a recruiter, it's going to be very difficult to recruit for these jobs, wondering if I'm going to get sued for asking these questions. You know, I mean, it's really a weird question. What are your political beliefs? Are you Democrat? You know, what campaigns did you donate to? That's awkward. I'm just saying. All right. Well, thank you for taking my call again. I appreciate
it. Well, you know, if I were you, and I know it's going to cost you a little bit of money, I would actually consult with a lawyer in your state. And just say, what are the rules here? Is this legal? Is it not discrimination? That way, if you get the lawyer's advice, then, you know, if you are sued, you can say, well, this is what the lawyer told me.
Right. Excellent. All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go and get on back here to the news here. Over in Germany, the Alternative for Germany party right now is becoming more popular, and they're second only to Angela Merkel's weakening conservatives. Excuse me for that one here. And the latest poll is showing that Germany's ruling coalition is losing voter support, and AfD is the main beneficiary. And, of course, the issue is Angela Merkel's open borders policy. down in France, Emmanuel Macron's popularity has plunged to just 29% as the migrant crisis worsens. The pushback against the open borders is starting to happen, and it's certainly going to derail the move toward a one-world government. It's certainly threatening the stability of the European Union. Now, speaking of political correctness, and this is where it gets really kind of weird. A university professor in Sweden is under investigation for anti-feminism and transphobia after he said that there were fundamental differences between men and women which are biologically founded. In other words, underneath their clothes, men and women have differences. And he got into trouble for saying this. You know, he's out there saying genders are not social constructs. Gender is inherent in your biology. It's in your DNA. And I'm sorry, Caitlin, but underneath all that makeup and surgery and hormonal treatments, your DNA is that of a man. By the way, late-breaking story relative to the Kavanaugh investigation. Caitlyn Jenner is now accusing Bruce Jenner of having fondled her crotch for years. Apparently a student editor, assistant editor at Durham University's philosophy journal Critique, was fired from his job by pointing out women don't have the male private parts. I mean, that's how silly that this is just getting out there. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. There are differences between men and women, and they're not going to disappear just because somebody says, I imagine that I'm a woman. I imagine that I'm rich. Hasn't happened yet, folks. Now, you're really going to love this one. Britain's largest all-girl youth organization, the Girl Guides, has just changed its policies to allow biological boys to shower with girls in an effort to be more inclusive of transgender individuals. So, if you're a guy, you can go to the Girl Guides and say, I'm a woman inside. They'll accept you in. And you get to shower with the other girls. What could possibly go wrong with that? I mean, that's absurd here. Two of the leaders of Girl Guides have been thrown out of the organization after questioning a policy that does not allow leaders to share if members of the Girl Guides were formerly male. I have a feeling that Girl Guides is going to see a major decline in membership. I can't imagine being a parent and being comfortable with any of this. And by the way, have you noticed that ever since the Boy Scouts announced that they were going to allow girls, we haven't heard a thing from them? Now, as you know, next month will be Halloween, where we all get to dress up. And the feminists are already out there screaming about sexy Halloween costumes for women. How it's demeaning and it's oppressive and it's the patriarch. And no, it isn't. These women are buying these sexy costumes. And some of them are a little revealing and they're very hot. But that's what they want to wear for Halloween. And you have all these feminists who, by the way, wouldn't look all that good in these same costumes. And they're out there screaming, you can't do that. I'm oppressed. I'm offended. And again, that's another reality. Some people do look better than other people. And it's not a social construct. It is just your DNA. Now, as you know, last week we had this mass shooting in Baltimore. And apparently the shooter in this situation was a transgender who complained of feeling alienated and wanting to pick a fight before opening fire on the Rite Aid distribution center, killing three co-workers and then committing suicide. I wonder if this person was on prescription antidepressants here. So this story basically disappeared from the media because it doesn't fit the template for the gun grabber stories. By the way, if you watched the Emmys, you were probably one of very few. The ratings for the 2018 Emmy Awards hit an all-time low. Americans are no longer caught up in the adoration of our TV stars. About time, too. We'll be right back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program on this Monday. And I want you to grab a paper and pencil, and I want you to write down this phone number. Pencils up. Area code 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. 1-800-224-3121. That is the switchboard for the United States Senate. And you call that number and you tell them what state you live in. They will connect you with the office of your senator, at which point you can put in a word saying it is time to end this witch hunt and smear job against Kavanaugh, that it's insulting to the American people to see our politicians behaving this childishly. So once again, that number is 202-224-3121. Down in Louisiana, their attorney general is now openly calling for Google and Facebook to be broken up, to get rid of the monopoly, to get back to a system of diversity of opinion, something that protects a diversity of opinion. And Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry is going to call on Attorney General Jeff Sessions to do this, which means probably nothing is going to happen. But Landry is saying this is an antitrust issue, and it's going to take an antitrust lawsuit. And I'm fully in agreement there. Now, Google, trying to salvage its reputation, has now actually issued a new policy position that employees have to keep politics out of their work. A little bit too late. And it's there. I mean, there was a culture at Google that said this was all acceptable behavior. So it's going to be a little hard to shut this all down. Okay. I think we already talked about that one. Apparently, just days after the Trump administration instituted a controversial travel ban, Google employees discussed ways that they could tweak the search function to show users how to contribute to pro-immigration organizations and contact lawmakers and government agencies. This is from leaked internal company emails. So, yeah, Google is out there taking it upon themselves to shape the minds of America on these issues. And that's not what they're supposed to do. Of course, it's not what the corporate media is supposed to do, but they do it all the time anyway. The good news is now we know what they're up to. Apparently, experts are predicting that Google, if it is not stopped, can shift up to 12 million votes in the 2018 midterm elections, and that is more than enough than is needed for the Democrats to take both houses of Congress. And why Donald Trump is not addressing this issue is a complete mystery to me. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. I got to do Jim Goddard's show up in Vancouver. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Take what you learn here, share it with other people. Tell everybody about what's going on with Google and Twitter and YouTube and FaceTime, literally filtering conservatives. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.